Organizers of an Open Streets event got permission September 23rd to move forward with their plans, but not without a struggle. Open Streets Bloomington asked the city's Board of Public Works to let them shut down half a mile of 7th Street from the Banneker Community Center to the Beeline Trail. The event is scheduled for October 5th. One of the organizers, Beth Rosenbarger, described Open Streets as an opportunity to use the street in an unconventional way.
It allows neighbors to use it as a meeting space, especially when it happens in a neighborhood. And similar to these photos I have up here, these are different Open Streets events. You can fill it with activities, promote local businesses, and allow people to come out and engage in those activities.
This is the second annual Open Streets event in Bloomington. Some residents told the board they objected to the street closure. John Bavender lives on West 7th. He also owns other houses on the street.
Usually on Sundays, that's a good day for me to do some property maintenance on some of my other properties up and down the street. And I need to have access to 7th Street to haul my equipment and haul away brush and possibly take a lawnmower and do lawn mowing, things that have to be done.
Only two of the three members of the board were present. Both of those members, James McNamara and Charlotte Zitlow, said they should have been consulted earlier in the process. McNamara said he felt pressured to approve the street closure because the event is so soon.
The only reason I'm voting for this tonight is because if I vote no, and there's only two of us, it shuts down the event. An awful lot of people put an awful lot of time, including your vendors and your volunteers, and all these people are planning to do this.
Throughout the U.S. and Canada, there have been more than 100 Open Streets events since 2010. A local architect, Mark Cornett, told the board that these kind of projects typically have opponents at first.
All things that get started that turn out to be great opportunities for a community typically have their detractors in the beginning. And when you're talking about the neighborhood and ground up versus Open Streets, I'm not as familiar with the folks that are doing this. But it's not about picking a specific neighborhood over and over again. It's about moving things around. So it can't come from, hey, my block's going to have a block party. It's not that type of event. It's a concept of a citywide opportunity to see the community in a different way.
The board later voted in favor of the event with the caveat that organizers must work with city staff to determine the hours for the closure. McNamara said he won't support Open Streets in the future.